Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up. Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. We'll kick things off with some tax-related items, then we'll cover some parking news, and then we're going to wrap things up with some exciting community engagement opportunities that are coming up and our listeners might want to get involved in. All right, Isaac, let's get into the news.
All right, so to start things off here, we want to give a heads up to Summit County, because your bills will be mailed by the Summit County Treasurer's Office on October 20th, so be on the lookout. Taxes are due November 30th. You might notice an insert in this year's bill that discusses the primary residence exemption. If your home is coded as a secondary residence, but you think that coding is incorrect, now is the time to apply for the primary residence exemption.
To qualify for the exemption, you and all the owners of the property must be legally domiciled Utah residents, and all the owners must provide a Utah driver's license or Utah ID card with an address that matches the property address. And you must live in the home for 183 or more consecutive days in the year. So that's that first option. Then there's a second option to qualify for an exemption, and that includes the following details. You can have a tenant that is a legally domiciled Utah resident with a Utah driver's license or a Utah ID card with an address that matches the property address. And you have to provide a copy of the lease agreement with that tenant. And that tenant has to live in that home for 183 or more consecutive days in the year.
If this sounds like you, please visit summitcounty.org/assessor and click primary residence exemption to begin the process. Application approval can take several weeks. Your property taxes must be paid by November 30th to avoid a penalty, even if you have applied for the exemption. Any excess taxes paid prior to receiving the primary residence exemption will be refunded.
All right, shifting gears to this week's county council meeting. At this week's council meeting, the county council convened as the governing board of North Summit Special Recreation District. On September 28th, North Summit Rec gave the council notice via email of their intent to raise their certified tax rate. This week's council agenda item was a courtesy that followed their initial notice to council.
In 2019, North Summit residents voted to approve a tax rate cap of 0.000104. And yes, the zeros are very important, so I hope you're paying attention. Once again, the tax rate cap was 0.000104. This time around, the district's current tax rate sits at 0.000061. North Summit Rec's proposed increase would bring the tax rate up to the previously authorized cap of 0.00104. The proposed increase is projected to generate roughly $75,000 for the district. For a North Summit resident with a home value of $785,000, the increase would equate to $18.57.
So there's going to be a public meeting held next week on October 11th at the Ledges Event Center, and that's located at 202 Park Road in Colville. And it's slated to start at about 4:20 in the afternoon. But remember, it's, you know, during the council meeting, so it could be 10 minutes early, 10 minutes late. So, you know, come around like 4:10, hang out. At the meeting, residents will be able to listen to the reasoning behind the percentage increase, the gross amount of that increase, and the details of that process for the increase. To be clear, this is a public meeting, but no public comment will be taken on that proposed tax rate increase. Everyone's welcome to attend, so we hope to see you there.
However, later this year, North Summit residents will have the opportunity to comment on the increase at a December 6th public hearing. We will be sure to keep listeners updated on the details of that meeting. So stay tuned on Summit County social media channels and keep listening to this podcast to remain informed.
Moving on to some exciting parking-related news, this week the council approved an interlocal agreement with Park City Municipal for a parking needs assessment and policy review.
For some context, back in April of this year, the Utah Department of Transportation, otherwise known as UDOT, awarded Summit County and Park City Municipal Corporation a technical planning assistance grant of $175,000 to conduct the regional parking needs assessment and policy review. And fun fact, it's the first UDOT technical planning assistance grant that the county has ever received, and it was the highest funded grant they've ever done through that program.
That's really awesome. Park City Municipal offered to provide up to an additional $50,000 in matching funds. The interlocal cooperative agreement establishes formally that Park City Municipal will do so, and the Summit County Transportation Division will manage the project, and it's not obligated financially.
The Regional Parking Needs Assessment and Policy Review will evaluate existing and planned park and ride facilities, as well as current prospective properties, parking practices such as parking requirements for developments and parking technology. After this evaluation, the stakeholders will receive recommendations to make sure that the region is planning for future park and ride needs and following national best practices.
This assessment and review is an important step to find a long-term, lasting solution for parking challenges that our community is facing. We'll be sure to keep our listeners updated on the process as it continues.
The Women, Infants, and Children program, otherwise known as WIC, is hosting a Halloween-themed health and resource fair on Friday, October 13th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Camas Services Building. That's next week and is located at 110 North Main Street in Camas. This event is a celebration of the grand opening of WIC's brand new Camas Clinic. We hope the event will help to educate the community on all services that are available to them through the WIC program and beyond. It'll be a fun evening full of information, resources, health services, and we also have food vendors involved in that mix. There's going to be a raffle with free prizes, and all you have to do is show up. There's no need to purchase any tickets. Just showing up gets you into that raffle. There's going to be gift cards and a lot more fun things. So bring your family and friends. If you want any more information, you can learn more at facebook.com/summitcountyhd.
And finally, we've talked a lot about it, but please don't miss your chance to participate in phase 3 of our summit, the countywide community visioning process. It's questionnaire 3, and it closes next week on Sunday, October 15th. Your responses will directly impact and guide the future of Summit County. In this phase, you'll help us understand how you prioritize certain features of your local community and what enhancements you'd like to see and how you think growth should be handled. So you should take questionnaire 3 at oursummitcounty.com. That's oursummitcounty.com. All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.